Hello.
You grew up in Geelong, therefore, we as Geelong feel like we played a part in your success, let's be
That's
honest. But
right.
your situation in losing your sight is something that not many can relate to because you actually lost your sight later in life. It was about year 12. How was that dealing with that emotionally as well as physically?
Yeah, look, it was a real challenge. I grew up in Geelong, so definitely played a huge part of it. And I was at Belmont High at the time when I was diagnosed, and it was a real shock. I don't have anyone in the family with a history of eye problems. And
Right.
so when you hear the news that you've got an incurable and a deteriorating eye condition and you're 17, you've got no idea what to think, really. You don't
Yeah.
know what it means or what things will look like and how it's going to affect life moving on from that point in time.
And I guess too, you're at that point in your life where you are ready to take on life. You're just about to leave school. You're looking forward to what you're going to be doing with your friends and your family, what you're going to study. Was there that initial hesitation of, well, I can't plan life? Or have you always had that optimistic spirit about you? Did your family always play a part in ensuring you stay positive?
Yeah, absolutely. And growing up, I played a huge amount of netball and basketball in Geelong and had always dreamt about representing Australia. And so when you're sort of given this incredible diagnosis that says you're going to lose more of your eyesight, it just shatters everything. You don't really know how you're going to move forward from that moment because it's such a huge shock. And so I'm fortunate that I have had very supportive parents and my mum in particular, and she's always encouraged me to find, the positive opportunities from challenging circumstances. And so, at the time, it was really difficult for everyone in my family, but we were able to sort of come to terms with it and then decide that, this is now what my world looks like, and
Yeah.
how do we make the most of this?
That's pretty amazing that you've, had that maturity and you've gone on and done some amazing things and had a great support around you. Vision Australia, what is going on? Because I hear there might be a bit of a dog Olympic game thing going on, which that was, look, I'm going to, like, it's great talking to you and everything, but I also want to hear about the
Yeah.
dogs.
Let's face it's all about the puppies. I've been an ambassador for Vision Australia for 10 years, and let me tell you, the puppy photo shoots, you never get sick of them. They're pretty fun. Look, I think everyone needs a smile on their face at the moment, and Vision Australia have decided to run the inaugural puppy games.
Yeah.
So there's going to be four pups, head to head, tail to tail, and they're going to be doing some cute little puppy sports, things
Yeah.
like food bowls, horses, obstacles, and see who can take home the gold medal. I'm not actually sure if it's a gold medal or a gold bowl, but it's going to be a bit of fun, and we're hoping to help raise some funds
Yeah.
for the training of seeing eye dogs, which they take 2 years to train and over $50,000. So we're having a bit of fun, and if people are willing and able to donate, we recognise it's a really, really tricky time at the moment,
Yeah.
but there's going to be some smiles seeing those pups run around making a mess.
Yeah, definitely the cutest games I think that have ever been held. Where can we get more information?
Thepuppygames.com.au has all the information. You can pop in your email address and they'll send you a link. It's going to be live streamed on July 23. So I think we
Yes.
should all put that date in our diary because
Yeah.
we're going to be needing some cute puppiness by then.
Oh, no work is being done on July 23, guaranteed. Jess, thanks so much for your time and all the very best.
Thanks for having me, guys.